New immigration system opens for applications today. It's award points for skills, having a job offer and speaking English. Skilled worker visas will then be offered to those who meet the criteria. But there won't be an immigration route into the UK for those who don't miss the threshold. To explain exactly how it's all going to work is Bryony West, who's head of immigration at David Gray Solicitors. Morning, Bryony.
Good morning. Hi.
Hi. So explain for this. This is obviously being announced by the Home Secretary, Priti Patel, today that the new system is now up and running. Explain how this will work in practice if someone from outside the UK wants to come to Britain.
Okay. So actually, we've had a points-based system for the last 12 years in the UK. So this is being trumpeted as something very new, but it's actually not that new. It's kind of a rehashing of what we've already got.
Surely not.
This time is that it covers EU as well as non-EU nationals. So it's a similar concept as before. So people score points for having a job offer from an employer that's got a license with the Home Office, for having the right skills to do the job. So a key difference this time is the skills levels now being lowered from a degree level job to like A-level standard. So it brings in a lot broader range of occupations that now qualify. They've got to speak English. It's basic conversational level English, but it's still got to be an approved qualification. And they get points for having the right level salary. So there's a minimum salary threshold the job's got to meet.
And so the main difference is not so much the points-based system, which gets slightly trumpeted by Conservative ministers, but the fact that this now applies to people from the EU in the same way as it has done for people from outside.
Absolutely.
The EU.
Absolutely. And it's a lower skills level, so it that's a kind of difference, really. So it's a broader range of jobs and a broader range of people now come into it.
And so what's the likely effect going to be on the number of people who do come to the UK? Because presumably if everyone who wants to come to the UK gets the points, they can all come. Is that right?
Well, not really. I mean, the previous system had a cap on numbers and that's now gone. So you might think, yes, it means a very large number of people could potentially come. But each one has got to have a job offer from a licensed sponsor. So not every employer is going to want to take the steps to get a sponsor license because it's quite costly. And it means that they are then quite heavily regulated by the Home Office. It's quite a big step for them to take. So I think employers are going to be thinking, probably particularly in the current climate, you know, do I want to invest in getting a sponsored licence? Do I want to pay all the extra charges I've got to pay to bring someone from outside the UK to work? So I think it's not going to be a sudden free-for-all. Also, you think of it, the salary levels offered, you know, these jobs, there's a minimum salary threshold for most jobs of £25,600. So it's not going to mean every job under the sun can qualify.
And is the system, I suppose the million-dollar question, is the system ready to cope? Government IT schemes of all parties tend not to cope with, at least with their initial introduction. Obviously, anyone who wants to come from the EU now to go through this system, will the system be able to cope?
Well, that's a good question. Think of track and trace, etc. Yes, I think there's a big question. The Home Office say they are ready to cope, but interestingly, in meetings that I've been part of with the Home Office recently, they're saying they haven't seen the upturn in numbers of employers seeking sponsor licences that they expected. So you do wonder if maybe employers aren't aware, although the government have been doing quite a big publicity campaign, or else they're just so head up rabbits in headlights with coronavirus that perhaps they haven't got time to look at it yet, but suddenly they're going to realise when it comes to January, oh goodness, we can't bring people, or we need to do this to employ people, and they're going to suddenly have to do it. So I think there could be a bit of a backlog at that point.
I suppose it also depends on, because of coronavirus, there's much less travel, so that might actually slightly ease the new system.
Possibly. If the immediate sort of transfer. I think, as you say, these things can sometimes have a history of not working quite as smoothly as they want to. I mean, a huge difference is going to be that EU nationals will now need to get a permit to come to work in the UK, and that loss of free movement, which is going to cause a loss of extra administration for many, many businesses that work across the EU and have done for the last 40 years.
Yeah. Thank you for explaining all of that. That's Bryony West, Head of Immigration at David Gray Solicitors, talking about that new immigration system which opens applications from today.